Good morning, team. How are we? I hope we are good. Welcome to episode 25 of the Get Up and Show Up live show. I hope, once again, we're having a decent week and we are gearing up for the Easter bank holiday weekend. It's crazy that we're saying that already, but first bank holiday weekend of the year. It's weird because Easter's really early this year, so it feels like everything's come a lot quicker. But I'm very much looking forward to it. It's been a bit more of a challenging week, I'm not going to lie, just with regards to energy management and tiredness, everything like that, off the back of the meetup last weekend. Always feeling the effects off the back of that, just because of the big build-up and everything. So, yeah. This week's been a little bit slower week for me, but we're still showing up, we're still doing what we do, and yeah, we're here and ready to finish the week strong. So if you are in, please do let me know. Vaughan and Scott, good to see you boys in as regular as always. And if you're watching back, please again do let me know how you're getting on with these shows. So in this morning's show, I'm going to be talking about why coaching isn't you failing, okay? I think this is a really important one. And this is because right now, while I'm recording this, this week, as you may have seen, the doors to our six-week accelerator program inside the Unbreakable Dad program are open. And I've been in lots of good conversations with dads who have reached out and asked about more information about this. And just it's great to be able to find out where these guys are at and how I can potentially help them. And yeah, this is whenever I do this, whenever I open the doors, whenever I announce an opportunity like this, it's always good to be able to just explain how the program works and how I can potentially help anyone that is interested in finding out more. And whenever I do this, I actually feel like there is a big misconception when it comes to coaching. Mr. Filler, how are you, mate? Hope you're good. And this is something that I wanted to basically kind of just explain this morning and almost rewire your thinking around it. Because I think when it comes to coaching or joining any sort of program, I think it's easy to assume that in order to hire a coach or join a program, that you have to be failing or in a bad position in order to hire a coach or join a program, right? And therefore, it is seen as a negative thing because you're unable to go it alone. And I wanted to explain this morning why this isn't the case, because this is something, like I say, from conversations that I have, it can easily be assumed as, a negative step. And because you're not able to achieve the things on your own, that you have to then hire a coach, you have to then join a program. And that's almost like the last resort. That's almost like you're ashamed to do it sometimes. And yeah, this is just a feeling that I get from it. And I wanted to say, first and foremost, that whatever goals that you have, whatever goals that you're working towards this year, you don't have to hire a coach or join a program to achieve these goals. Like, you can 100% achieve these things by yourself. And I think there's a certain amount of pride that comes with achieving these things on your own, right? But when you do this, when you do go it alone, this will often come with things like a lot of stress, a lot of overwhelm, a lot of second guessing yourself, and a lot of setbacks, all right? Because you are going it alone, you've got no one in your corner, no support network, no accountability, and there's going to be many ups and downs with that. And there's nothing wrong with that. Like I said, you're 100% capable of achieving this goal by going it alone. You don't need a coach or program to do that. But what it will also do by going it alone is it will probably take you a lot longer to achieve the result you are looking for than maybe it should, okay? And this is where coaching comes in. This is the power of coaching, because the number one thing that coaching can give you is speed, right? And this is having someone in your corner that has already achieved the thing you're trying to achieve, which is able to provide you with the right guidance, support, accountability, and that roadmap to make the process of achieving this goal so much easier. Because I guarantee whatever goal it is you're trying to achieve right now, someone else has achieved it. Someone else has already been in your shoes and been on this journey. And that is the power of coaching. That's where this can come in, because someone else is already doing it and already created that roadmap for you. Okay. And this is understanding the benefits that coaching can give you. Okay. And this is why, you know, I think it's important to communicate this, because if you look at the most successful people, most successful sportsmen or women, anyone that you see as doing really well, I guarantee whether they have now or they still have, they have a coach in their corner. Not because they can't do it alone, not because they're not good enough, right? It's because it enhances their performance, especially sports athletes, right? They are, you know, the best athletes in the world will have a coach in their corner. Not because they're not good enough, not because they can't do it alone, it's because it will enhance their performance. It's having people in their corner that will help them with their blind spots, things that they maybe are not as good at. And that allows them to take the thinking away and allow them to do what they do best. So this is why seeing coaching as a negative step is not the way to be able to view this, because it can really be a powerful thing to be a part of. So if you have been on the fence about hiring a coach, joining a program, or even just reaching out to me to find out what it would look like to work with me inside the Unbreakable Dad program. But the thing that's been holding you back is you see it as a negative thing because you're considering hiring a coach or joining a program. You feel like because you're going to do this or you're considering doing this, that you need to be failing, you need to be struggling in order to do this. I want you to ask yourself these two things. How long have you been trying to go it alone? And how much time, effort, and energy do you feel like you have wasted trying to achieve the goals that you're working towards? If the answer to them questions is too much time, you've been trying to go it alone for too long, and you've wasted too much time, effort, and energy, then one of the best things you can do right now is look at options to invest in yourself and invest in some sort of coaching, whether that is reaching out to me, whether that is something else that you've maybe looking at, okay? And it's about not letting your self-pride get in the way of you experiencing some sort of benefits when it comes to coaching. Because a lot of the time, I think, especially with us blokes, we have that pride of wanting to do it alone. And like I said, there's a certain amount of pride that comes with achieving these things. But if it's coming with a lot of stress, a lot of overwhelm, and it's taking much longer than it should, then it's about weighing up what's more important to you, the result or the process of the challenge that you're going through to get there, okay? And if I ask any of the lads, you know, we've got lads in now that I'm currently working with inside the program, they all felt exactly the same when it comes to considering joining the Unbreakable Dad program and getting some sort of coaching. They were all in the same boat. They all had that uncertainty, that fear of what is this going to look like? What is going to happen? But as soon as they made the jump, as soon as they decided this was the thing for them and they committed, they have never looked back. So if you're in a position right now where you've been considering for a long time, getting some help, hiring a coach, joining the program, make that first step. Whether that is a message to me, whether that is a message to someone else. Like, this is what is going to make the big difference for you in the long term. And you don't, and by doing that, it doesn't mean that you failed. It doesn't mean it's a negative by you looking at options to get help in your corner. Because, like I said, look at the most successful people out there. They all have coaches in their corner. They all have people in their corner pushing them in the right direction and a team behind them, because we're stronger together, right? And that's what it's all about. So team, I hope this was helpful. I'd love to hear your biggest takeaway from this session and this show. What you got from it, what realization you got from it, what insight you got from it. As always, your feedback is appreciated. And yeah, we keep showing up, we keep doing what we do. And like I said, if you have any questions about coaching and working with myself inside the Unbreakable Dad program, currently, as of right now, we do have free spaces left on the 6-week accelerator, and doors will be closing tomorrow as of Friday. So yeah, if you've been on the fence and this has sparked something in any way, reach out. It starts with a conversation. It starts with finding out where you are and how I can potentially help you. Okay. Thank you so much for listening. Have a fantastic Easter with the family, and I'll be back next Tuesday, same time, same place, as always.